Welcome, listeners, to Lenzo's Memoirs. On this episode, we journey back to the ending of SARS, the dreaded police unit of the Nigerian police. The disbandment did not just happen, and the protest was not sudden. The complaints were much. Over the years. Now, the first real attempt that I can remember was done while Professor Oshibajo was the acting president. And he came out then to tell us that there were going to be reforms, and there were indeed reforms. One of the reforms I remember very well was creating a human rights unit in the police stations, some certain police stations. Something I took advantage of and met the Waterloo of the reforms. Inspector Seidu of Human Rights in Langbasa Police Station. They started marketing our humanity. Mine, my own, Gongon Lenzo. The case is still there. The crime is still in progress. You see the problem with complaints in Nigeria? And that's why I'm saying this. Because despite that, the police themselves, because you see, the president actually ordered the then IG. The then IG started making all these promises. They started doing all, they really did it. But where did the police lead it to? They led it to nowhere. I know because I've tried it. Everything the present IG said, if you have a complaint, you should do that I've done digitally, has amounted to nothing. And it's brewing. And that's why I'm still doing this. Because there are repercussions to all these things. I'm actually doing it because the youth are still insisting that they hate Nigerian police. And it should not be so. After SARS, what is still happening to the hierarchy of Nigerian police? Yes, they are saying they are doing their best. And I guess they are doing it. But what are the controls? Because if you don't have controls and you just pass out instructions, you are doing nothing. What are you using to checkmate these instructions you are giving from Abuja? Because SARS was no joke by any ramification of the word. It was like a mini civil war when the youths went to town. And they are complaining now, and their complaints should be please taken seriously. I'm even complaining with them. A policeman sees himself as a god. Now, the NSAS itself, the unit was ended on October 12, 2020. And the Lekki scam happened on October 20th. After SARS had been ended. So, we need to really understand these things. Where did all the lies come from? Some people used our hatred for Nigerian police, for SARS against us. Because if you even still go to the tabloids now, in this year 2023, you will still find stories that are unsubstantiated by foreign media. They keep on saying people died nine, but I keep on asking. Us using our intelligence and setting our side emotions, is it really possible for a massacre not to have blood? Can the blood stains of a massacre be hidden? Can it be invisible? We have seen evidences of them, what dead bodies that were not there were being rebranded. Anonymous wanted to hack our federal infrastructure, and some people are thinking it's a joke. Twitter paid money in for it to happen. Well, I guess in the wisdom of everything, Nigerian government has kept quiet. It was an attempt that failed. But we should never forget how we got there. It was based on not respecting or treating the complaints of Nigerian youth. You see, that's the thing. By the time they decided to put their foot down, look at what it cost. We lost police lives. Not now, even SARS is the problem. But you see, in blaming SARS, for the evils they committed. I must also let us wake up to the reality that some people were still dressing as SARS and running it. Yes, there was a video of someone that wore SARS t-shirt and went to an office and was slapping someone. They would just don on the t-shirt. That was why they now had to rename them, rebrand them. But I'm only saying this to confirm the fact that it is a policing thing. It's a policing thing. It is not just a unit. Because the IG said it. NSAS did create a security vacuum in policing. Because, yes, they were dehumanizing Nigerians, but nobody can deny the fact that they were equally effective. Because when SARS reach anywhere like this, wherever it is they get to, that place will calm. But they became arrogant, they became lawless. They will start telling Nigerians that I will kill you and nothing will happen. Huh? Abba Kyari was a member now. And they are, despite the atrocities then, he was still being promoted. You see, the government must understand that when people are talking, you do not start to take another tangent of thought. Because it's impactful on their lives, on their humanity. And look at, despite all those promotions, yes, it was effective, but when you start to dehumanize humans, you start to trade in your job. It was trading. Because it was from America that we heard that Hush Puppy was using Kyari. And when people always complain about things like this, the nonchalance of the Nigerian police hierarchy is baffling. Because it was still their nonchalance that got us to the carnage of NSAS. People were complaining. And people are still complaining now. Yes, I agree that you see them sacking some people, but they are making money. All those stations have been turned to business center. I entered Langbasa August last 2021. They told me to bring money. You see, is it that police cannot do sting operations on their own stations? Because when there is no belief, everything is a fallacy. When there is no belief in the police, you have problems. I have done more than one episode on this memoir, begging the police hierarchy to really take Nigerians seriously. But Nigerians too must take the police very seriously. Now, how real could them be? Without police, there's chaos now. So this hating police is just a fallacy because you hate it for one sentiment. If someone pulls a gun on you, it's still police you are going to call. You won't call your brother now. We must learn from the answers. We must learn from the answers. And why I'm even concerned and I'm even doing it at all is because some people took advantage of our hate for SARS and tried to use it to destabilize us. And with this constant, proclamation of hate for police, why? Why are you hating a police officer? For what? See, during SARS, I discussed with a female friend of mine, why do you hate SARS? Have you had any interaction with them before? She said no. Then why are you now hating them? He said that's how they treat every other person. What do you mean by that statement of every other person? You don't know what they are doing now. You will see them catching an armed robber. Did they stamp armed robber or anything on anybody's face? Yes, their methodologies were archaic and they were just too fucking, sorry for the word, they were just arrogant. Lawless, yes. And look, everything has its own date. Those SARS officers never believed it was going to be like that. People were paying. I know the street idea. People were paying to enter SARS because once they enter SARS, they are going to make money. But you see, in all these money cries, please, I am going to put in the next episode that I will do the stories about NSAS, the fallacies, because there were fallacies. That Lekki scam was just a complete fallacy. And please, whatever your thoughts, whether it's CNN, anybody, they are all liars. BBC had a correspondent live. They didn't see everything every other person saw. I'm going to talk about DJ Switch, my guy for street where they try run me scam. They tell me, saying they there. Small question on everything, scatter. And some fake memorial that some people do every year. A lot of online people became stars. All them Renu became stars, Renu and SARS. But be very careful what you are looking for your stardom for, because if it is destroy your country, you will destroy yourself near at the end of the day. Can't Nigerian youth think someone was paying Nigerian youth to protest? Someone was paying you guys to protest. Man, if you wake up, but now I still wake up last year. To the glory of my God, when the soldiers came out, some guys were collecting guns from other guys. Say, we no go run out like that. They wanted us to fall. Nigeria's too tall. But we must chart a new path for ourselves. The police work for us. The basis of change is complaint. And that complaint this time must not be through burning. It's all I'm begging. But please, complain your hearts out. I personally, I have taken the Nigerian police human rights matter that I have to public complaints commission. Nothing the police did not show on top of my humanity. You are only just postponing it. You are just cocking the gun. The youths, when they keep complaining, you must start moving. When Nigerian youths complain, you must start resolving. They have done it before. They will not do it again by the grace of God, but they will do it in another way, shall. They are still complaining, and I'm complaining with them. SARS has ended, yes, but our future, why is it looking very much like our past, despite everything that has been said? Why is our present looking like our past of dehumanization by the Nigerian police? You guys should reason it, please. I don't know. I pray people help me share. But you see, that was how the youths were complaining about SARS. They were complaining about SARS. By the time they were acting, even the president coming to tell them he had ended SARS could not stop it. Policemen now started changing their uniforms for civilian clothes. Boys, can't enter streets. Dog eat dog matter. Only the fittest can understand. Everybody was unsafe. We don't need it. But as I'm appealing to the youths and other Nigerians, I'm begging Nigerian police. No, they call the people you protect animals. You really need to check their psychiatric and mental evaluation steady. And Nigerians, if police no get peace, na mama, na pikin we say mama no go fit rest too. Now, Pekin, we say, mama, no go fit rest. We get to contribute to, the welfare of the Nigerian police. We just have to. We have no other choice. We ourselves must move from lip service, we must move. You were just not born to complain. Nobody was there when your papa, the reason your mama. But as you are wiser now, as you are older now, you must use your thinking faculty. Together we can make it greater. We are already great. Thank you.